In this portion of the Afternoon Magazine now, we talk with Dr. Julia Whittington and Beth Ellen McNamara, a vet med student. Dr. Whittington is going to talk with us about her work at the Wildlife Medical Clinic at the University of Illinois. She's the clinic's director. She's also clinical professor of community practice at the U of I College of Veterinary Medicine. And Beth Ellen McNamara is a third-year vet med student, and she's one of the student managers of the Wildlife Medical Clinic. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, what is the mission of the Wildlife Medical Clinic?
Well, it's a noble mission, one that we strive to work towards every day. Our main goal at the Wildlife Clinic is to accept any injured or ill wild animal presented to us from the public or Department of Natural Resources or Illinois Department of Conservation, and to treat those animals in the way that is best suited for them with the goal of returning them back to the wild.
And how long have you been in operation?
Well, technically the Wildlife Clinic has been in existence since 1978, although it started out as a back room effort by some technicians and students who were frustrated with the lack of care they could provide wildlife that was presented to the teaching hospital. That has developed over the years to the point where we now have our own ward. We have two-room facility with over 70 volunteers. My position is new as of October of last year, and we're able to offer full-service veterinary care for these animals.
Mm-hmm. Beth Ellen, how did you get involved?
I started volunteering my first year of vet school, and I was assigned to a team and worked with that team of other students on cases. At the end of that year, I decided I really enjoyed it a lot, and I don't know, against Julie's better judgment, I think I applied for the manager position, and there are two managers at all times, so I've been doing that for the past 2 years.
Mm. Now, is this something that once you're finished with school, you'll continue with?
I actually hope to. My senior year, I am focusing on wildlife and conservation medicine, and so I am actually going to different wildlife clinics around the country to see what they're doing.
Very interesting. How many animals are treated annually at the clinic?
Last year we treated and released at least some of them, over 1,400 animals. A large bulk of that presents in the summertime, and we see a large number of juvenile or newborn animals, some of whom have been injured or are ill or attacked by our local pets. Mm. Some of them actually have been brought to us by well-intended individuals who perceive these animals to be orphaned when in fact they really weren't orphaned. A lot of these wild animals actually protect their young by staying away. Their presence at a nest or near a nest would actually draw predation to that nest. And so a natural instinct and a way that they can safeguard their young is to kind of stay at arm's length and only visit their young once or twice a day, as in the case mm-hmm. of cottontails. So people see these babies unattended, and of course that's counterintuitive to humans, and we would never dream of treating our young that way. So they bring these animals to us thinking that they've been orphaned or abandoned, and in fact they're healthy.
If we come across an animal that might be in need of medical treatment, what should we do?
The first thing is to consider what defenses this animal has. Even something as innocent looking as a cottontail rabbit certainly has claws on its feet, and they can bite. So every animal, every wild animal has a way of defending itself. So the first thing is to address what you will need to safely handle and capture that animal. Our good rule of thumb is to have a good thick towel, a box, and a pair of gloves. Mm. If you can safely approach and capture that animal, then the best thing to do is keep it in a warm, quiet, dark place and bring it to either a licensed rehabilitator or to the Wildlife Medical Clinic, and we will offer it aid.
Yeah, but again, make sure that you really do have an animal that needs care and not an animal that's just doing just fine, just the way it is.
Absolutely. Over the summer, between May and August, we saw over 850 animals, and the large majority of those were young babies that were full of milk, tummies full of milk, and warm and healthy and squirming around. And obviously, mom had been taking care of them. You can always check the animal. If it's cold and lethargic, that's probably a pretty good indication that it's sick. But if it's warm and healthy and plump and squirmy, and then it's being taken care of by somebody.
Yeah. It's got to be a big burden financially to take care of all these animals. I mean, medical care is expensive. We know this when we take our companion animals to the veterinarian. Where does the money for the clinic come from?
Well, we are fortunate that we have some strong backers in the development department. They look out for our interests. The College of Veterinary Medicine does supply us with the housing that we have, as well as the electricity and the water and things like that. So in that sense, we are donated the space by the University of Illinois. In addition, we have people in the development department always looking out for our interests as far as soliciting funds for us. But the main part of our budget comes from donations and fundraising. We are not subsidized by the government. We do not receive state support. So we do a lot of fundraising, mm-hmm. and we depend a lot on individual donations.
Yeah.
We are currently, in fact, tomorrow, going to hold our first Doodle for Wildlife auction event. It's a fundraising event for the Wildlife Medical Clinic, and Beth Ellen actually was very much responsible for this idea and putting it together, and I'll let her tell you a little bit about it.
It's going to be at the High Dive. We wrote to about 350 celebrities and solicited a doodle from them, and we have 41 responses, so I would say that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got people from James Earl Jones to Matthew Broderick, Jack Nicklaus, Arthur Miller, Kurt Vonnegut. We've got some really great doodles that we got back.
Yeah.
Rob DeLong over at Framers Market graciously offered some framing for them, so they are framed, and we'll be having a live auction and silent auction. Many businesses around the Champaign-Urbana area have also contributed. We have a dinner for two from Gaydon Pasta, Radio Maria lunch. So we've gotten a lot of support locally here as well.
Yeah, sounds terrific. I know that in the Octopus, I think it was, or the Daily Illini, and or the News Gazette, I have seen representations of some of these doodles, and they're really terrific.
Yeah, they're really great. I'm so pleased that we did get the response we've gotten, and I hope people get there.
Yeah. Are there other things people can do, sort of going to the auction tomorrow, to help out the Wildlife Medical Clinic?
Well, they should always feel free to check our website. It's at the College of Veterinary Medicine homepage, and then you just go to the Wildlife Medical Clinic link to that. On our website usually is a issue of our current newsletter, and in that newsletter we have a wish list of supplies that can be donated, just everyday items from Staples to an ECG machine, if somebody has one of those laying around. Computer, paper, printers, things along those lines that we use every day that definitely take money from our budget that could be spent towards the animals. So
yeah.
Certainly if people want to make donations to us, we are happy to receive them.
Okay, and the website is www.cvm, for College of Veterinary Medicine, .uiuc.edu, and then the Wildlife Medical Clinic after that.
That's
very
it.
Good. Also, I wanted to alert folks to another event you've got coming up. This is an informational talk and demonstration of Native Illinois wildlife with you folks at Pages for All Ages, which is coming up on Sunday, April 21st from 3 o'clock in the afternoon on.
Yeah, that's right. Part of our mission is to educate the public about wildlife, and we'll have our resident red tail and great horned owl and screech owl there, and our American mink, so people will be able to see them up close and personal and hear a little bit about the species and a little bit about those animals individually.
Great event for the entire family, I would say.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want to thank the two of you very much for visiting with us this afternoon. Doodle for Wildlife is tomorrow, and for ticket information, 333-2762. Our guests this afternoon have been Dr. Julia Whittington and Beth Ellen McNamara.